Learning more about the Star Valley Snow Skippers this morning. Joining me live in studio is Marcus Sines. He's president of the Snow Skippers and also vice president Heath Schmidt joining me in studio as well. Marcus, Heath, good morning. Glad you put on your coats and came in today.
Yeah, good
appreciate
morning.
It.
Thank you.
Marcus, let's start with you as president of the Snow Skippers. Tell us how long you've been involved with the club and kind of what you do as president.
So I would say the club kind of kicked back off here, probably 5 years ago, maybe a touch longer. I don't know the exact dates, but it kind of stems clear back from, we've heard, like into the 80s, 90s. A lot of the members in the club, their grandparents were actually part of the first club, so that was pretty neat to have, kind of get it started back up. I've been the president for the last 3 years now. And I can't say I do a whole lot as the president because I have really good helpers at the vice president, secretary, treasurer. So those people, Heath, and my wife was the current one, Megan. She's a rock star. She always has everything that I pretty well just have to read.
Still a big help now.
And then Bailey Clark is our new one. She's been a ton of help. And our last vice president was Philip Hall, so we've had just a bunch of good guys. Now he's filling in for Philip and
Natasha Kennington.
And then Natasha Kennington, she's been the
treasurer
for about the whole time
we've
started this club back up.
So perfect.
We couldn't do it without her there.
Perfect. Well, Heath, how about you? How long have you been involved with the Snow Skippers, and why are you involved? What draws you to it?
Yeah, so I've been involved for 3 years. So we actually moved to the Valley 3 years ago. And been involved since we've been there. Wanted to get involved with the community, wanted to get involved with clubs that are supporting outdoor recreation and helping support the community, and Snow Skippers does exactly that.
Absolutely they do. So Marcus, let's talk about exactly what the Snow Skippers do. You mentioned it's a club that was been around forever but went dark for a little bit, kind of revitalized. So and if you can maybe just slide right into that mic a little bit closer, there you go. What's the overall goal for the Star Valley Snow Skippers?
You know, the biggest thing is there's all sorts of groups clear across every, I would say, every aspect of recreation and that are trying to get trails shut down, minimize our use for public lands. And really the only way we can fight back is as community members, as avid snowmobilers and I mean side-by-side riders, is be part of a club. I mean, you're going up and fighting against government at that point. You're not just going to be able to talk yourself. You can't talk to those people yourself. You have to be part of the club. And so being part of a club, you're part of WSSA, which is Wyoming Snowmobile State Association. And they're the ones that are fighting for us daily. You know, all of our money from memberships to fundraisers throughout the year to our WSSA event that's held annually, all that money raised there goes right back to trying to keep trails open and scholarships, actually. Yeah. Great big portion of proceeds go to scholarships through the state level with Wyoming State Snowmobile Association, plus our club. We were able to start a scholarship here, 3 years ago?
3 years ago.
Last year we had three different members receive that $500. Yeah. So $500 each.
Nice.
Yeah. Whether you were a graduating senior or current enrolled in a college program. So
very cool. Okay. Yeah. So it's really community oriented, obviously, with the scholarships and the trails. Heath, since you've been involved, explain the impact that you've seen here locally, especially with the trails and the access portion of it. Maybe some of the impacts that you've seen because of this.
Yeah. So one of the big things for us is helping keeping the community safe, right? And so this past weekend, we were out, and at three of the major put-in areas, we put in Beacon Check Station, right? So a lot of the fundraising money that we do and fundraising events that we do throughout the community, we take that money and we put it back into giving back to the community. And with that, you know, our big cornhole event, we've got one coming up this weekend. It's our biggest fundraiser of the year. what do we have, 26 teams?
Or caps at 32.
32. Yeah. And, you know, that money all goes back into giving back to the community. And with that money, we were able to get the beacon check stations, the boards, and then fund and put those out and help keep the community safe. So
excellent. Excellent. I'm glad you brought up the cornhole. I was going to ask about upcoming events, and that's right up on the schedule. So, Marcus, tell us about it.
Every year we've been doing two different cornhole tournaments. So the next one's coming up Friday the 2nd, 6:30. It's a pick-your-own partner. It's kind of the same format that we have done in the past. So Megan is the contact here. She said spots are filling up quick, so if the quicker you can get signed up, you can text her at 307-887-6279. Or there are some flyers out and about, and there's a QR code on the flyers. You can scan that, gets you right signed up.
Our Facebook page has the QR code link up.
Perfect. As well. Yeah, I think we've got our flyer, the flyer on the events page as well of SVINews.com, so people can find it there. And I understand there's tacos, so even if you don't play cornhole, go get a taco, right?
Yeah. Well, and there's some great prizes too that we're raffling away. There's going to be a Climb Avalanche backpack that's been donated to give away. A set of custom cornhole boards, a 30-quart cooler, a Polaris, some glass cups, and some kickback rocking chair. So there's some great prizes to win,
nice.
Too.
Nice. So that's this Friday, 6:30 at the fairgrounds, correct? And again, you can contact the Snow Skippers for details, contact info on their Facebook page, website, and also on the events page of SVINews.com. Any other events that you have planned?
Yeah, so actually this is something, so our club meets once a month, kind of go over all of our kind of our goals and things that we've talked about the month before, but we had a couple people in the club bring up an idea. So this year we're starting an avalanche awareness breakfast, so we don't have the exact date on that. It's going to be the end of January, first part of February, but we'll be set up on the south end. You show up, you prove to us you have your avalanche gear, we got a free breakfast burrito for you.
Nice.
Just something, you know, we live in some pretty gnarly territory, and your avalanche equipment is the only way you're going to be found. I don't care if you're with 5 people, 100 people, if you're buried, you don't have anything on, it's 1 in a million, needle in a haystack scenario. So very important. Make sure not only that you have your equipment, but that it's properly working. That's kind of the point of all these beacon check stations. They're not cheap, but to us, that's why we do these fundraisers, so we can put that stuff out there to just make everybody as safe as possible.
Our next meeting, right?
Yeah, I was going to say, as far as the next events, we meet every Monday, or the first Monday of every month. And we actually just meet down here at the Afton Fire Station at 7 o'clock. We just encourage everyone to come out, and if you're looking for people to ride with, we have people of all stages in the group. You know, we have people from 2 years old to 70 years old that are part of the club. So we have trail rides, we have a little bit of beginner rides, and then we go and do some of the hardest stuff out there we know about. So
love it.
Yeah.
Love it. You mentioned, of course, a lot of these, the fundraising that is part of it. So what is a membership fee, and how does somebody join the club officially like that?
Yeah, just come to one of our meetings. And if you're a member, you don't have to show up to every meeting, but it is a great way to get involved and meet other, people with similar interests. For individual, I believe it's,
I put you on the spot, frantically shuffling papers right now. Right?
Single membership is $35 and a family membership is $55. And that also includes your membership to the WSSA as well.
Excellent. So. Perfect. Again, in studio this morning, that's Marcus Sines and Heath Schmidt with the Star Valley Snow Skippers Club and the Cornhole Tournament, the next event that's coming up this Friday at the fairgrounds, and then meet every Monday, first Monday of every month at the Afton Fire Station at 7 o'clock p.m. Guys, anything we missed that you'd like to share about the Snow Skippers?
I just want to put out there, too, there are two other clubs in the Valley We have Top of the Rockies. They've been a huge club for a long time. They're based out of Alpine, but Heath's actually part of that as well. So yeah. We encourage, even if you are part of another club, come to the other or multiple clubs there. Yeah. We have Top of the
Rockies, Rev It Up Girls.
Rev It Up yep. Girls, that's another one.
And we work together as well with those clubs to help raise money for the community. I mean, Festival of Trees, we work together to donate a tree and give back to some families in need in the valley as well. So
excellent. Love it. So again, you can be involved with any of those clubs, including the Snow Skippers, Marcus Sines and Heath Schmidt in studio this morning with the Weekday Wake Up. Guys, thank you so much for coming in. Anything we missed? Anything else? Did we get it all?
I think we got it all.
All right. Perfect.
We have just a few more days for cornhole. So
yeah, get up there and
get a hold of Megan or that QR code and let's fill it up again so we can have everyone have the opportunity to get some money and some awesome prizes that are donated by local community members.
Absolutely. Love it. Again, it's the Star Valley Snow Skippers this morning, live in studio as part of the Weekday Wake Up on SVI Radio.